Now, the man for the big job in the Republic of Ireland, the Garda Commissioner, is from right up here. And a lot of people were surprised that indeed he applied. Number two, that he was shortlisted. And number three, that he indeed was the successful applicant. Surprised mainly because he's so identifiable with the RUC and the PSNI. But I don't think surprised when it comes to the abilities of the man, because when you read about him, you realise that he is a very, very experienced police officer. Talking about a former Deputy Chief Constable of the PSNI, Drew Harris, who has been appointed as the new boss of Garda Síochána. I want to speak to Stephen Breen from the Irish Sun. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Stephen, as an individual, Drew Harris is very highly respected. It's hard to find people who won't have something positive to say about Drew Harris, the individual. He is taking on a heck of a challenge, isn't he?
He's taking on a huge challenge, Frank, and a lot of people down here, and I spoke to a few members within Garda Síochána yesterday, and they were shocked at his appointment, but equally, they were also appreciative of the fact of this man's experience, over 35 years policing experience, someone who's worked in the area of intelligence, someone who has seen, you know, the transformation from the RUC into the PSNI, so that there's no doubting his ability in terms of policing matters, but they still were shocked at his appointment. It's the first time in the history of this state where you do have someone from outside this jurisdiction being appointed to an organisation that is undergoing a current sea change, a transformation in terms of culture, in terms of practice, and even his appointment when he starts his new job in September, he's in for a busy time because we're going to have the report down here on the future of policing, which will be published for the first time, so he's going to have to undertake that. But he's done it before, so he has, and people are looking forward to working with him, and it's just shocking to think that everybody last week was thinking, yes, it's going to be someone within Garda Síochána who will get the top job. People knew he had been selected. He was in the last five of the interview panel, but it's certainly a surprise, and everyone's waiting to see how he gets on when he starts in September.
Now, the guards don't have a reputation for being incredibly supportive of each other, because there's been so many scandals under the umbrella of Garda Síochána. Will he be able to sort all that out?
I think it's in terms of his appointment, I think that the government had considered all the options here, and as part of their decision-making process, they would have looked at the previous number of years. You know, we've had the penalty point scandal down here. We've had the alleged smear campaign against Garda whistleblower Maurice McCabe. We've had Martin Callanan, a former commissioner, resign. Noreen O'Sullivan, another commissioner, resigned. So I think that without question, in recent years, the Gardaí have been dogged by controversy. Now, a lot of good work has been undertaken in the last number of years. There's been the establishment of the Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau. They are in a process of modernisation. You know, 50 people lives have been saved, you know, as a result of the Kinnahan Hutch shoot. So good work is being done, but there was such that this culture of division within the various leadership styles of the previous Garda commissioners, where they had their own team. There was allegations that some of them, the senior management, weren't even speaking to each other. So here you have Drew Harris. He's not aligned to any individual. He's come in here with a vast policing experience. I mean, it's also like the Garda Representatives Association welcomed this because they were hoping to get someone in with a policing background and not someone who was a civilian or worked in government. So it is positive in that sense. But he has to undertake this new role. And as an outsider, he won't be aligned to any individual. But within the force, he'll have to do things his way. He'll have to work closely with a lot of senior officers. And he may bring in his own team as well. So I think that's why, because of the scandal, because of the recent challenges, that they decided to look outside the organisation.
Mixed reaction politically to his appointment, but I think generally people are prepared to give him the opportunity to establish himself. In relation to Sinn Féin, how are they reading it south of the border? Because he did sign off on an arrest warrant at one point for Gerry Adams, and indeed he is a victim of the Troubles Drew Harris. He lost his own father to an IRA bomb.
That's right. I mean, he had faced protests in the past at the policing board because of his appointment when he was promoted. But also, you have him in the past. You know, he's met Gerry Kelly before. And I think in this new era of politics, you know, you have Mary Lou MacDonald, who's a new leader here, who isn't associated with any paramilitary violence, as some of her colleagues have been in the past. And she's already extended the hand of friendship to the Orange Order. So I think you will see some of the Sinn Féin members here in Dublin working closely with him. But there's also the question of security as well, because every time he comes to Dublin, every time he has a meeting with senior Garda management or even along the border, where he has extensive experience there of dealing with issues such as cross-border crime, money laundering, fuel laundering, dissident Republican activity, he's someone who's under threat, and he's someone who faces a very, very serious Garda security team when he comes down here, because there are concerns about his safety. So is he going to be able to go into different areas, say, of West Dublin or even go to Limerick, where you do have small pockets of estates in this side of the border who still have support for violent republicanism? So that's going to be a question, and it's just a matter of him coming here and hitting the ground running, and it's a waiting game to see if Sinn Féin and indeed other independents who have questioned this appointment, some people have concerns about in terms of his association with legacy investigations that are ongoing in the north, the allegations of collusions that are still out there. So there are concerns there, but it's just a matter of people waiting to see how he gets on and how closely they will work together.
Now, quite a few people would be, I'm sure many people would be aware of his well-secured residence in Northern Ireland. Will he move permanently to the Republic to live, or will he have homes both sides of the border?
As far as we know, that hasn't been decided yet, but it looks as if he will be travelling. You can get from Belfast to Dublin here in an hour and 40 minutes. So, but there will be times when, if he is overseeing the modernisation of the force in Dublin here, you know, he's going to have to spend a lot of time down here. So if he does decide to move here, he sets up some resident or an apartment or something, and he's going to be under security as well. So it is a massive job. It's a huge challenge for him, and especially with the reform that's ongoing, and because of the reform that he undertook when he worked in the north with the PSNI, it's a huge challenge, and people are still shocked about it, but still looking forward to see how he gets on, and asking, you know, how long will he stay? Will he stay the full 5 years and oversee the modernisation programme? But again, it's just a waiting game.
Yeah, he gets £250,000 in salary. That's the tariff that's on it at the moment. And he also gets two darn good seats for the All-Ireland final, doesn't he?
He will indeed, yes, and he'll be asked to attend, you know, even in my time down in Dublin here, you know, the commissioner attends a lot of community events as well, sporting events too. You know, he'll have to meet the president as well, so he'll have a lot on, and that's not just professionally, socially as well, and also meeting with the various community groups. He even said when he was speaking yesterday that his main priority was assisting the vulnerable and providing a modern and effective police force. So he will be meeting a lot of different stakeholders there across the whole country, not just in Dublin. So it's just a case of him getting in here and getting started and trying to do the best he can and deliver a service, because there's no question that the Gardaí have been affected recently through the recession with the cutbacks, and then you have the GRA again saying there needs to be an upgrade in IT systems, recruitment, supervision, equipment, training. So there are a lot of different issues he has to address, and it's just a question to see how he does it.
He has a heck of a task on his hands, but congratulations to him on his appointment. Stephen Breen, thank you very much for coming on, Stephen. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Stephen Breen from the Irish Sun. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning to you. 90 333 105. 477 66 105 105 in the brightest of sunshine by the coast here at City Keys 2, with a view to die for everywhere we look. What are you up to in the sun? You can let us know.